Are you having a hard time finding crew to go sailing? Well, solo sailing may be just for you. Hey there, and welcome to Your Pocket Sailing Instructor, the number one educational podcast all about sailing. I'm Penny Caldwell, and I have been a sailing coach for over 25 years now. I'm here to help you reach your sailing goals. Whether you're looking for gear reviews, safety tips, or just some fun sailing stories, this podcast will have it all. Your Pocket Sailing Instructor is an educational and fun podcast all about things sailing. I plan on releasing weekly episodes every Monday to help you start off your week on a high note. So grab your coffee and join me for your weekly dose of all things sailing. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Your Pocket Sailing Instructor. I'm Penny, I'm your host for the podcast. I hope you are having a great week and a great start to 2024. And today we're going to talk about sailing solo. So if this is something that you have been thinking about and wondering about, wondering if it's right for you, I'm going to dig into this topic today. Before we start off though, I want to just thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you to share and like and follow the podcast so that other sailors can also be reached through this podcast, as I really enjoy reaching out to different people. And please do get in touch with me if you have episode requests or if you want to just get in touch and let me know what you're up to. I love hearing about all the different sailing stories and where people are sailing and what they're up to. It's amazing to hear all of your sailing stories. So please do continue to reach out. My website is sailnelson.com. That's the name of my sailing school. And you can definitely reach me through the website. And I hope you're enjoying all the podcasts. So let's jump into our topic today. So to start off here, let's talk about some of the benefits of sailing by yourself. So I've got a little list here that we're going to go through. So at the top of my list is independence. So when you are sailing by yourself, you are fully in control of what happens on the boat, when it happens, how it happens, everything. And there's definitely a certain amount of pride that comes with that. Definitely a little bit of maybe concern or nerves as well if you haven't been out on your own before. But even if something unexpected comes up, which we'll talk about in a bit. But so independence is a big one. It's very liberating and very calming to be out there on your own, just kind of making the decisions and stuff. So basically, you can stick to your own schedule, do what you want to do, and that would kind of be at the top of a lot of people's lists. The next thing is personal challenge. So you are fully responsible for everything on the boat, like I just mentioned, but also there's a certain amount of personal challenge that comes along with that. There's a lot of problem solving that will go on and determining what is the best course of action. And you're definitely also going to be tapping into a lot of your skills. So a lot of times on this podcast, I talk about your seamanship toolbox and all of the different things that make up good seamanship skills. And this definitely sailing solo definitely kind of elevates or increases kind of how quickly you will be picking up some of those skills. So you'll be able to tap into a lot of those skills and also learn new ones. And especially I find when I'm sailing on my own on Spindrift, I find that sometimes I will rig things up differently on the boat. So I'm getting into some rigging changes. I will also get into kind of my own routines or my own habits or kind of the way that I want to do things or the order in which I want to do things. So things start to happen in a little bit of a different way. And a lot of those kind of solutions to those different problems will come up through this personal challenge aspect of sailing by yourself. So you'll be out there, you're in charge, and you are basically coming up with the various solutions for whatever comes your way. The next thing too is the connection with nature, the connection with your boat, with sailing, with the wind. I don't even really know how to describe this. It's a very personal thing for a lot of different people. For myself, I'm an only child, so I've always spent a lot of time by myself, which I really enjoy. And so for me, sometimes it's a way for me to pull out and pull away from the noise and the busyness and everything going on around me. And it's a nice way for me to just calm down and get my own time and also refocus. As an educator and a coach and someone who has been coaching sailing for so long, it's very easy to turn your hobby into your job. And so you kind of start to lose your own spark as far as heading out sailing just for fun, because sailing turns into basically a job. You're teaching every time you're on the boat. So that's one of the things that I try to work on with myself, either heading out by myself sailing or going out with the kids or family or friends, so that I can be on the boat, on the water, but in a different capacity. So I'm not beating up my hobby to death, basically. So that solo time on the boat, I really, really enjoy that. I love to sit back and reflect. Honestly, sometimes I'll just head out to, even if there's no wind, and I'll just anchor and maybe I'll tinker and fix some things on the boat, or I'll go for a swim, or I'll bring a book, have a nap. Just being on the boat and being on the water for me, I find very calming. So, you know, don't be afraid to head out onto your boat. Even if there isn't any wind, there's all kinds of stuff you could do, right? So it's a great time for reflection. And I do a lot of my good thinking when I'm on the boat. I have so many different lists going on the boat. I have, you know, podcast lists, I have maintenance checklists, and I have course ideas. So, you know, a lot of my creativity comes out when I'm on the boat. It's my happy place, obviously. So that's also another great thing that I get when I'm on the boat by myself, that connection with nature and that time to reflect. Another reason why a lot of people end up sailing on their own is flexibility. So I talked about independence already, but there's also flexibility in that when you are trying to do more sailing and head out sailing, whether it's racing or just cruising for fun, a lot of times you can get caught trying to find crew. And it can be a little challenging to get crew, whether they're family members or friends or neighbors or part of a sailing club that you're a part of. You know, trying to coordinate schedules and all of that can be a bit of a challenge. So I find a lot of people kind of step into the world of solo sailing out of necessity, I guess, because they're having a hard time finding crew. So when you do get comfortable with solo sailing, and you are heading out on your own, you have that added flexibility of not having to coordinate a bunch of different schedules and find crew. So that's another angle or another reason why people would start solo sailing. And finally, kind of along with the connection to nature and personal challenge and everything, but is a sense of adventure, a sense of accomplishment, knowing that you can head out on your boat on your own, sail around for a day, a couple days, however it works for you. And yeah, you have a sense of accomplishment. You've used all of your skills and your abilities and your intellect to solve problems. And you've come out and had a great time, hopefully. Hopefully you've had an uneventful sail. I use that word a lot. When people ask me how my sail was, I'll say it was uneventful. And they think, oh, that doesn't sound great. And I'm like, actually, it's perfect. Because if it's uneventful, it means that there was nothing that challenged me to the point where things went off the rails. I was able to keep everything moving smoothly. Any challenge that came up, I was able to overcome it or meet it, exceed whatever. So yeah, that sense of adventure is also really top of a lot of people's lists as to why they like to go out and sail by themselves. I just want to take a minute to give a big shout out to my patrons. You guys are a huge support for me. You help to make these episodes possible, so thank you so much. For those of you who are not familiar with Patreon, it's a way for you to help support content creators like myself through a subscription. For as little as $3 a month, you can support my little podcast to reach many more people, and it will help me bring you new episodes every single week. Check it out today at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/yourpocketsailinginstructor. That's patreon.com/yourpocketsailinginstructor. One last time, patreon.com/yourpocketsailinginstructor. And I so appreciate your support. Now let's get back to our episode. So now that we've talked about some of the benefits of sailing solo, let's start to get into some of the things that you can consider to prepare and plan for doing your solo sailing. So I was having a look at some of my previous episodes, and I have a few that are linked directly kind of to this topic a little bit. Episode 7 is all about trip planning. Episode 14 is about day sailing and some different habits and goals that you can start to develop to have, again, uneventful sails, day sails. Episode 28 is all about how to be a prepared skipper. But really all of my episodes, I was having a look there, they're all gearing up to helping you get to this point where you feel that you can go and do your solo sailing and that you will be comfortable. You will have a lot of different skills and tools in your seamanship toolbox that will enable you to get out there, have a great uneventful sail where you have a lot of fun. You have that time to reflect. You have a few challenges, but you manage to overcome them. And you get back to the dock and you can tell your family and friends all about how amazing and awesome it was. So I'm going to talk here about how to plan for your solo sailing adventures. So again, I've talked about this a lot of times, but trip planning. So trip planning is a big key part of heading out on the water. So what is your plan for the day or weekend, depending on how long you're going to do your sail? So make sure that you are establishing a plan where you're starting, where you're finishing, where you plan to be in between. What routes are you going to take? What is your backup route if you cannot get to wherever you're planning to go, or the weather changes, or you have a mechanical failure, you have a sail failure? Kind of just sitting down and thinking about all of the different scenarios or different things that could happen while you are out on your solo sail. So it's always better to overplan than to underplan. So I have a trip plan document on the Sail Nelson website that you can download, and you can fill that in with all of the information of where you're planning to go and kind of what your overall goal is. So that would be kind of my first tip or first thing that I think that you should put some effort into when you're planning to do a solo sail, is to really sit down and think about where are you planning on going? What do you want to do? And think about some alternate scenarios if the weather doesn't cooperate or if you need to change your plans. So along those lines, when you are out doing your solo sail, definitely keep in touch with people on shore. So maybe have a couple friends or something that you can text and be like, hey, my sail is amazing. I'm on schedule. I've made it to blah, blah, blah. I'm going to be anchoring here for the night or whatever, just to kind of check in so that people know, loved ones and friends know that the sail is going well and that you are having a blast out there. I'll check in with my kids or my husband if I'm heading out on my own. I usually send them a quick text. Hey, I'm going to go out for a sail for a couple hours. I'm just sticking to the bay. I'm not going to be going far. And then once I'm out there, I'll send them another note saying, oh man, the wind is amazing. This is really good. Spindrift is performing awesome, optimal performance. And then I'll just kind of give them a heads up on when I'm heading back, and so that they know where I am, what I'm doing, and kind of what my plan is and how everything is going. So that's kind of keeping in touch and planning. The next thing that I would suggest that you put some effort and time into is practicing some of those key skills that you are going to have to rely on as a solo sailor. So the big ticket items that I always think about are docking and undocking. This seems to trip people up. So that is definitely a skill you want to think about and figure out how that will work on your boat yourself. I do have a previous episode all about docking. It's episode 47, and I am going to be doing another episode coming up here that is talking about docking with or without crew. So I will dig into that a little bit more. But that is definitely something that you want to practice as a solo sailor heading out. And the thing to think about too is, a lot of times if you're heading out on your own, it doesn't necessarily mean that there won't be anybody on the dock available to help you, or you could even have somebody come with you. Maybe they're dropping you off and then you can get them to come down to the dock and just help you cast off while you head off on your sail, and they can come back and meet you when you're coming back to dock. So talking about, you know, docking and undocking with solo sailing, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be, or that you are, I should say, by yourself undocking or docking the boat. There's usually extra people around the marina, especially if it's a gorgeous day. I have neighbors, they'll see me coming in on my own and they'll holler over and say, "Hey, Penny, would you like a hand?" Sometimes I say yes, sometimes I say no. It's pretty good. You know, the wind is really not doing anything. I'm feeling good about it. Other days, maybe if it's really windy or if the wind is pushing me off of my dock towards my neighbor, I might say, "Yeah, you know what? If you can come by and give me a hand, that'd be great." So don't be afraid to lean on some of your community and some of that support. So docking and undocking is one of those key areas. The other thing that I think that you should completely master is manipulating your sails. So raising your sails, furling your sails, and reefing your sails. If you don't know how to successfully do those three things with your sails, you should not be going out by yourself. That is my professional opinion. So reefing is when you decrease the size of your sail. So the wind starts to pick up and you need to decrease the power in the sails. You're being overpowered. You want to decrease your sail. You're going to reef it. So reefing on my boat, I can basically reef my mainsail, I would say, in under a minute. I've got it down to a fine art. It's a science. When I'm coaching my students through it, it takes up to 10 minutes and that's fine. And if something, you know, the shit hits the fan and I need to jump in there and do it, I can do it quickly within a couple minutes at the most. So that is kind of the level that you want to get at with reefing. It's one of those skills that should be second nature to you. You should be able to do it quickly and efficiently, and you should be able to troubleshoot as well. So every once in a while, something might happen that will throw you off. So for instance, on one of the boats that I use, if you are hove to, so I like to heave to and do my reefing. And when I'm in that position, sometimes one of the slides at the very top of the sail where one of the battens is, the slide will have just enough tension on it that it will not let the sail come down. So that's something that I've learned with this particular boat. I have to actually pull the mainsail in. I have to center the boom so that I relieve that pressure on the sail slide at the top of the sail. And then I can bring the sail down and properly reef it. So this skill, if you can practice reefing at the dock, you know, maybe you've got a nice headwind while you're at the dock, you can put your mainsail up and you can practice reefing and shaking out your reef over and over and over again to make sure that you have mastered this skill. Because again, if you boat in an area where the wind will pick up quickly or the weather might be changing while you are out doing your solo sail, this is definitely a skill that you want to have mastered. So that's for your mainsail. For your foresail, you want to make sure that you are completely comfortable with the furling setup if you have a furling setup. If you don't have a furling setup, it is a little bit more challenging to solo sail when you have a hank-on foresail. So you have those little clips that you have to use. Not impossible. The trick with that is that you're going to have to figure out how to control the boat while you are up at the bow manipulating the foresail. So you might have to have some sort of autopilot system. I have a poor man's autopilot sometimes that I use where it's just a bungee that goes across the stern of the boat at the stern area. And I just wrap it around my tiller a couple times and that's enough to hold my tiller basically stationary in the middle. So that's how I do a bit of my control. But yeah, make sure that you are aware how to hoist your sails, both sails, not just the foresail, but the mainsail as well. Make sure that you can bring them down easily, that you're not having anything snag and get caught. And then for your foresail, making sure that you know how to use that furling setup. So making sure that there's nothing sticking, you're not getting any overrides in your furler and all that kind of stuff. Basically what you're trying to do with your skills is you're trying to set yourself up with automated systems or systems that feel natural to you. You feel very comfortable doing these things over and over again. And then hopefully that will make sure that you have a really uneventful sail. And then let's see, the next thing is safety equipment. So whenever you sail solo, technically what you should be doing is you should be wearing a tether and you should be attached to your boat at all times. You've probably heard stories of, you know, random boats that have been found completely empty, abandoned, or boats that have sailed themselves back into harbor completely empty. Just really scary stories and things to hear about. And basically in those cases, it's somebody who's been sailing by themselves and they've been swept overboard, or they tripped and fell over, or it could be very, very simple task where they lost their balance and they just ended up overboard. And unfortunately, your boat's not going to turn around and come get you. I mean, as much as I love Spindrift and I feel like she loves me, she will totally leave me in the dust. So what you need to do is make sure that you are safe and secure on the boat. So for myself, I don't use a tether when I am sitting in the cockpit and I've got my tiller and I'm all good. If I am traveling up to the bow for some reason, which I don't actually do often when I'm on my own, everything comes aft into the cockpit because that's my area of safety, right? So I have basically rigged up the boat so I can do 90% of what I need to do from the cockpit. But if for some reason you need to go up towards the bow, what you're going to want to do is set up what are called jack lines. And jack line is basically like a flat nylon line that runs along your deck. So it will go from a stern cleat up to a bow cleat. Ideally, you want this line to be uninterrupted. The idea is that you clip your tether, the carabiner for your tether, onto that line, and you should be able to walk unimpeded from the stern to the bow without having to unclick and re-click onto this line. So that is something that I would suggest you set up if you are planning on doing a lot of solo sailing. At least have it there and available and ready so that if you do need to move forward, you have the ability to do so in the safest way possible. And obviously, I wear my life jacket all the time, my PFD. I find it just really comfortable. It's almost like a seatbelt for me at this point because whenever I'm teaching, I have to wear it. And so when I don't wear it, I just feel really weird. it's become something that is just, I tend to always wear it. So making sure that you have your proper PFD on as well. And then you're going to do other little things like checking your, making sure your VHF works properly, making sure your GPS works properly, making sure that your navigation lights work properly. So just overall checking to make sure that all of the safety gear available to you that you may need to rely on is in good working order. And finally, one of the last things, so you've done your planning, you have kept in touch with everyone, you have your safety gear organized, and the final step is making sure that you are in the right mindset or you have had the adequate amount of sleep or you are ready to tackle a solo sail. And I know this might sound a little bit silly, but you know, if you are really overtired, you might be putting yourself into a situation where you're not able to make good decisions or you might get overwhelmed easily. And so really have a think about before you head out, especially if you're going to do this for the first time. You want to make sure that you are in a great headspace and that you are ready to tackle whatever is thrown at you. So making sure that you get a good night's sleep, a good amount of rest, you feel fully planned and ready will definitely set you up for success when you are trying to head out on your own for. So when it comes right down to it, really the biggest part of successful solo sailing is your ability to make decisions, your ability to come up with solutions on the fly, to work around unexpected situations, and to be ready to tackle some of the different things that are headed your way. And I would say that one of the difficult things or one of the biggest things that you can do as a solo sailor is be prepared to say, you know what, today's not a good day to go out by myself. That's sometimes not an easy decision when you've set your heart on going out for a particular adventure, but sometimes you might need to make that decision. Maybe the weather has turned and is not right. Maybe you're not feeling great. Maybe you are a little bit stressed or overthinking things and just thinking, you know what, maybe today is not a great day for me to head out on my own. Maybe you're not feeling overly prepared for your trip. Maybe you have something on the boat that needs to be fixed. You have a problem with a sail or something and you're waiting on parts and you're thinking, oh, well, maybe I can go out and it'll be okay. You know, if you ever have that nagging voice at the back of your head telling you that maybe it's not a great day, then maybe you need to have a think about whether or not you want to head out on your own that particular day. That being said, those nerves will always be there. So make sure that you can try to distinguish between just that nervous, excited feeling of the unknown and what's going to happen and all that kind of stuff, and the nervous feeling of feeling underprepared and potentially thinking about how maybe things are not lining up properly. So I would suggest if you can get out and do some solo sails in an area that you're comfortable sailing in, an area that you've sailed in a few times, even if you just go out and handle the boat under motor. That's one of the things I always really highly recommend to my students is when you get on a boat for the first time or you're heading out for the first time on your own or with a different crew, take some time to really do some maneuvering under power. Get a feel for the boat again, get a feel for how the motor is responding and making sure that everything feels good. Do some figure eights, practice stopping the boat, reversing the boat, all that kind of stuff. And I know that sounds very basic and very boring, but it will just help you to kind of create that confidence and that connection with the boat again. And then once you're feeling confident that, you know, everything feels good, everything's moving the way that you anticipate, the way that you're expecting it to, now let's start to move into getting the sails up, starting to do our sail trim, all that kind of stuff. And then you really get into the bread and butter of solo sailing. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I had a lot of fun putting it together. Like I said, sailing on your own can be a very rejuvenating experience. It can be really relaxing. It can also be really terrifying and challenging. Don't get me wrong. There's always two sides, right? But it's definitely something I encourage you to explore if you are feeling that you're ready to move in that direction. And hopefully some of the podcast episodes that you have listened to previously have helped you think about different ways to get yourself organized for that. So I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Take care.